Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
Talking about experiences of a gym goer. Now, most of you might know that I'm not really a person who likes going to the gym. Sometimes I do it out of necessity, but never out of enjoyment. But the observations, that's what it should be called, the observations of a gym goer. The observations are great. I like going to the gym and actually just watching people do their particular thing. Because some people have a little bit of a style, you see. I remember when I first came here to Valencia to live, and I went to a gym, and it was like one of these specialist gyms, you know, where they all kind of did the competitions, and basically it was a gym for bodybuilders, a specialist. And there was little old me there with not much Spanish, you know, and I went to the gym, and I remember the guy saying to me, okay, the first thing you need to do is to warm up. So he put me on this static bike. The static bike. And he said, okay, do 15 minutes on the static bike. When you've done the 15 minutes, come and see me and I'll show you what to do next. So I hadn't been to the gym for a long time. Like a long time. And I did the 15 minutes on the static bike. And I have to admit, I was nearly dead. That was sufficient for me. Those 15 minutes were more than sufficient. So then he comes over and he says, okay, you've done the bike? I says, yes, yeah. I said, okay, so what I want you to do now, we're going to do some weights to work on arms and shoulders. So he then gave me the dumbbells, and the dumbbells are the two individual weights that you have for each arm. And he gave me something like, I don't know whether it was 5 kilos or something. And I remember Javier, that's his name, Javier. And I said, Javier, I don't really think I can do all these repetitions with 5 kilos. So then he gave me like 2.5 kilos after looking at me very, very strangely, of course, as if to say, it's 10 kilos in total. You can't do X amount of repetitions in 10 kilos. But anyway, he gave me the dumbbells, 2.5 kilos each. So I'm really just working with 5 kilos now, half the weight. And he says, now you need to do 15 repetitions 3 times. And I just thought, I know my body. I know my shoulders. There's no way I'm going to get 15 repetitions or knock out 15 repetitions. So then I start. I get to about 7 and then I start to notice the weight, the difficulty. And he's there looking at me as if to say, what kind of species do I have here? Because I can't believe this person, this weak feather type person, which I don't look like a weak feather type person. That's the problem. I do look quite athletic, even if I do so myself. But he started to look at me, which obviously then made me more nervous. And then obviously with the aches and pains. And remember, this was the first repetition. So I did the 15 on the first repetition. And then he says, okay, I'm going to go away and do some things and come back. And then all the other bodybuilder type people were around doing their things and their repetitions. And it was just great watching. There was this one guy, and I mean, really, really big. Maybe you've seen when... Maybe you have seen when somebody is lifting weights and they kind of psych themselves up, you know, and they do all that kind of noises. I suppose these are going to come across really bad on the microphone. But anyway, and there was this one guy and he would make this noise for everything he would do. So he was on the machine lifting, I don't know, like 40, 60 kilos or whatever, bench pressing or something. And, you know, he was there and it was like, lifts the weight, you know, puts it back down and did this. And he was doing this, but you could hear it all in the sound, all in the gym. So I do my second set. I didn't even bother doing the third set because my body just couldn't do it. And then I got round to then doing some stuff on my legs. And in the end, you know, my time came up because I had to go back and do some classes. So I just kind of started going, but doing my own thing. He was always checking on me, and he'd say, you know, ya has hecho, ya has hecho. I said, sí, 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 bueno, tiene que bajar un poco, pero ya has hecho. And find my own plan to do this. But the one who liked making the noise, I thought he just made that noise when he was working out. But in the changing rooms, this is, you know, much later, in the changing rooms on different occasions, in the changing rooms, simple things like taking his shoes out of his bag and the drinks bottle with the energy drink mix, taking those things out of the bag, so he'll unzip the bags and they'll be like, ass, takes out his shoes, ass, puts them down on the floor. This is a true story. And then he'll take out his shorts and t-shirt. Still makes me laugh. He'll be like, ass, and puts them down on the thing and takes out his towel, ass, and puts them down. Then he's getting dressed and even tying the shoelaces of the trainers. He'll like, you know, bend over and be, tying the trainers. And this was in the changing room. And then I'll follow him out. By this time I'm cracking up, but I'll be following him out and I'll see him in the gym and he'll be doing exactly the same thing. But in the same drink, there was another guy called, I can't remember his name, but I've never seen in my life anybody, a person, move so slow. If you put this person, let's call him Miguel. If you put this person, Miguel, up against a turtle, I'm telling you, the turtle would win every time. He used to walk so slow out of the gym. And, you know, when he got dressed, everything was slow and super, super, super deliberate. And then he gets onto one of the machines and he'll do one repetition, whether it's for the legs or a bench press, just one repetition. And then he disappears. Like, disappears. I could do all my mini session, because I never did all the full repetitions, and never see him again. And then sometimes, another time, you go into the change rooms to get changed, he's already in there before me, and he's still taking things out of his bag by the time I've changed, packed my things in the locker, and I'm walking out the door to go into the actual gym room. He's still taking things out of his bag. I'm telling you, it was just amazing just watching all these people. And so I've started back on the gym again, and completely different gym. This was years ago. So I started back on a completely different gym, taking things a little bit more easier this time, because basically that's the only way to do things in the gym. Take them a little bit easier. And I will inform you over the weeks and months. Actually, I shouldn't be so arrogant or so confident. I shall inform you over the weeks, maybe I don't get to months, but I will inform you over the weeks about how I'm doing with my gym activities. You never know. I might actually enjoy it. Don't think so. Anyway, this was my observations of a gym goer, and I'll keep you informed. Thank you for listening. And now, something different.
Was it hard organizing today? You just couldn't get everything done. Didn't get the kids to school on time today. And your boss called you for a late meeting. You received an email and a WhatsApp from your mom at the same time, asking whether you're coming to lunch or not. We all have those days. We all know how it feels. You've booked up for an English course in an academy and realize you just can't make it most weeks. We understand you perfectly. That's why, here on Silly Conversations, we have the Academy for you. This Academy, Hoy No Puedo, the English Academy, designed for people like you. People who have difficult lives. People who pay their money in advance but just can't make it. Hoy No Puedo. The English Academy that understands when you cancel the day before. The English Academy that understands if you cancel 5 minutes before. We understand you perfectly. Hoy No Puedo. The English Academy that understands that you have a difficult life. It may take you 10 years to learn the present simple, or maybe you're advanced but still have those mistakes with the present perfect, not to mention phrasal verbs or prepositions. But we understand. You have a difficult life. We all know it's very difficult, but this academy understands your needs. And that's why Hoy No Puedo is the English Academy for you. To find out more information, you can contact us on www.hoynopuedo.com. Email us at losiento@hoynopuedo.com. And we know, we understand you perfectly. The new style of academy. You can have your classes or not. You can come to the academy or not. Hoy No Puedo, the English Academy for you.